Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 24, entitled Matsya, the Lord's Fish Incarnation. And today's verse is text 48. Yat sevaya agnehe eva rudra rodanam. Yat sevaya agnehe eva rudra rodanam. Puman vijahyat malam atmanaha tamaha puman vijahyan malam atmanas tamaha puman vijahyan malam atmanas tamaha. Bhajeta varnam nijam eshaha saha avyayaha. Bhajeta varnam nijam esha sovyayo bhuyat saha eshaha paramaha guru guruhu bhuyat sa isha paramo gurur guruhu yat seva yagne riva rudra rodanam puman vijahyan malam atmanas tamaha. Bhajeta varnang nijam esha sovyayo bhuyat sa ishak paramo gurur guruhu yat seva yagne riva rudra rodanang puman vijahyan malam atmanas tamaha. Bhajeta varnang nijamesha sovyayo bhuyat sa ishak paramo gurur guruhu. Yat seva yagne rudra rodanam. Isha paramo gurur guruhu yat seva yagne riva rudra rodanam puman vijahyan malam atmanas tamaha. Bhajeta varnam nijam esha sovyayo bhuyat sa ishak paramo gurur guruhu yat seva yagne riva rudra rodanam puman vijahyan mulam atmanas tamaha. Bhajeta varnam nijam esha sovyayo bhuyat sa ishak paramo gurur guruhu yat seva yagne riva rudra rodanam puman vijahyan malam atmanas tamaha. Bhajeta varnam nijam esha sovyayo bhuyat sa ishak paramo gurur guruhu yat seva yagne riva rudra rodanam jayan malam atmanastamaha. Pajeta varnam nijam esha sovyayo. Puyatsa isha paramo gurur guruhu. Yatsevayagneriva rudra rodanam. Puman vijahyan malam atmanastamaha. Pajeta varnang nijam esha sovyayo. Puyatsa ishak paramo gurur guruhu. Ladies. Yatseva hakner iva rudra rodanam. Puman vijayan mulam atmanastamaha. Bhajeta varnang nijam esha sovyayo. Bhuyatsa isha paramo gurur guru. Bhuyatsa ishak paramo gurur guru. Yatsevaya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by serving whom? Agnehe, in touch with fire, Eva, as it is, Rudra Rodanam. A block of silver or gold becomes purified. Puman, a person. Vijahyat, can give up. Malam, all the dirty things of material existence. Atmanaha, of oneself. Tamaha, the mode of ignorance, by which one performs pious and impious activities. Bhajeta, may revive. Varnam, his original identity. Nijam, one's own. Eshaha, such. Saha, he. Avyayaha, inexhaustible. Bhuyat, let him become. Saha, he. Eshaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Paramaha, the Supreme. Guru, Guruhu, the spiritual master of all other spiritual masters. Translation: one who wants to be free of material entanglement should take to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and give up the contamination of ignorance involving pious and impious activities. Thus one regains his original identity, just as a block of gold or silver sheds all dirt and becomes purified when treated with fire. May that inexhaustible Supreme Personality of Godhead become our spiritual master, for he is the original spiritual master of all other spiritual masters. Please repeat. One who wants to become free of material entanglement should take to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and give up the contamination of ignorance involving pious and impious activities. Thus one regains his original identity, just as a block of gold or silver sheds all dirt and becomes purified when treated with fire. May that inexhaustible Supreme Personality of Godhead become our spiritual master. For he is the original spiritual master of all other spiritual masters. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In human life, one is meant to undergo austerity to purify one's existence. Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shudhyet. Because of contamination by the modes of material nature, one continues in the cycle of birth and death. Karanam guna sangosya sadasad yoni janmasu. Therefore, the purpose of human life is to purify oneself of this contamination so that one can regain his spiritual form and not undergo this cycle of birth and death. The recommended process of decontamination is devotional service to the Lord. There are various processes for self-realization, such as karma, jnana, and yoga, but none of them is equal to the process of devotional service. As gold and silver can be freed from all dirty contamination by being put into a fire, but not merely by being washed, the living entity can be awakened to his identity by performing devotional service, yat sevaya, but not by karma, jnana, or yoga. Cultivation of speculative knowledge or practice of yogic gymnastics will not be helpful. The word varnam refers to the luster of one's original identity. The original luster of gold or silver is brilliant. Similarly, the original luster of the living being who is part of the Satchidananda Vigraha is the luster of ananda or pleasure. Anandamaya Bhyasat. Every living entity has the right to become anandamaya, joyful, because he is part of the Satchidananda Vigraha, Krishna. Why should the living being be put into tribulation because of dirty contamination by the material modes of nature? The living entity should become purified and regain his swarupa, his original identity. This he can do only by devotional service. Therefore, one should adopt the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described here as Guror Guruhu, the spiritual master of all other spiritual masters. Even though we may not have the fortune to contact the Supreme Lord personally, the Lord's representative is as good as the Lord himself, because such a representative does not say anything unless it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore gives a definition of Guru. Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh. The bona fide Guru is he who advises his disciples exactly in accordance with the principles spoken by Krishna. The bona fide Guru is he who has accepted Krishna as Guru. This is the Guru Parampara system. The original Guru is Vyasadeva, because he is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein everything spoken relates to Krishna. Therefore, Guru Puja is known as Vyas Puja. In the final analysis, the original Guru is Krishna. His disciple is Narada, whose disciple is Vyas, and in this way we gradually come in touch with the Guru Parampara. One cannot become a Guru if he does not know what the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his incarnation wants. The mission of the Guru is the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangsha, Shri Rupang Sagrajatam, Haganarakunatam, Ritang Tang Sachivam, Sadvetam Sabadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakan Ritangsha, He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dinabandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostute, Tapta, Kanchana, Gorangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Hari, Priye, Vanchakalpatrubhyascha, Kripa, Sindhubhya, Evacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo, Namaha, Jaya, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now Shukadeva Goswami is narrating the pastime of the Matsya Avatar when Satyavrata Muni was taken in a boat with the sages and the Vedas and preserved the Vedas during the inundation. And then the next, then he became the our current Manu, Chakshusha Manu. Vaivasvata Manu. Chakshusha was in the previous Manu. So first was Swayambhuva in the beginning of the day of Lord Brahma. There's 14 Manus in every day. And now we're in the seventh. So about halfway through the day of the first day of the 50th year. So we're like right in the middle of Lord Brahma's lifetime. So in this verse, it seems like a very nice follow-up to the reading that those who are here after Mangalartik in the announcement section, there was a very nice reading from Srila Prabhupada explaining how the marginal potency of Krishna is being directed by Krishna's external energy under his will, but that his real will is that they get out of this samsara and that they become reinstated to their actual constitutional position, their eternal position, Jivera Swarup Hoy Krishnera Nityadas. Krishnadas Kaviraj says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Shaji Kapanoi Shravanadi Shuta Chite Koroye Udoy. So the actual quality of the living entity, the marginal expansion of Krishna, is to be eternally pure devotee. Krishna prema, to have love, to have bhakti prema, pure love, devotional service. That's the original quality, and therefore it's very easily awakened that if we go out and we chant Hare Krishna on the street and people come by and they see us chanting Hare Krishna, it very easily induces people to also chant and to also remember that they love Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. The word Krishna means that he's all attractive. All the fruits and flowers in Vrindavan and even the waves of the Jamuna River, everything is attracted to Krishna. And he's the attractor of all souls, but due to material contamination, karanangunu sangosya, because we're associating from time immemorial. Srila Prabhupada said this morning in the reading that it doesn't make any sense to ask when it happened, or, you know. But somehow or another, the living entity has been misusing its marginal independence to try to become Krishna, to try to enjoy like Krishna. And therefore, for those of you who weren't here this morning, Srila Prabhupada, Svavasa's reading that just like a child is crying for the moon, to stop him from crying, the mother may give him a mirror in which he can catch the moon. And then he thinks he has the moon, although he can't actually have the moon in the sky. So similarly, the marginal living entity has the qualities of Krishna, but he can't actually be the Supreme Lord of Krishna's energies. He's just one small energy of Krishna. He's not the source of all energies. But when he wants to act as the source of all energies, he's in illusion, and Krishna immediately gives him that facility by putting him under the control of his external energy. And in that embarrassing condition, the living entity suffers repeated birth and death and the threefold miseries of life, and that's what we're suffering here in the material world, and that's why there's misery and suffering. And therefore the goal of life, especially in the human form of life, we have the opportunity to become purified, to return to our original pure devotional constitutional position, reawaken our dormant love, which is naturally very joyful. Anandamaya Pyasat. Srila Prabhupada says, Sachidananda Vigraha. Krishna is Ishwara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha. He's eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And as his expansions, his parts and parcels, we're part of that. As he has a luster that he's brilliant as millions of suns, the living entities are also brilliant and shining and blissful and eternal. And they have these qualities of Krishna, but those qualities are covered in material nature. And to uncover them is this process of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport here that there is other processes of religion, karma, jnana, yoga, but they're not very effective. In the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks Krishna, what's better, to be those who meditate on your impersonal form or those who are your pure devotees? And Krishna said, the pure devotees are better. But he said that those who meditate on the impersonal form, the jnanis and yogis, that if they do it perfectly, after a long time, engaged in the welfare of all, then eventually they become devotees and come to me. Eventually they attain me. But it's a very difficult process. Klesho dikataraste shama vyakta sakta chetasam. Whereas those who meditate on my personal form, always absorbed in me, worshipping my deity, thinking of me, chanting my holy names, engaged in my devotional service, he says that I come swiftly and I deliver them from the ocean of birth and death. The devotee doesn't have to endeavor very hard. The devotee just endeavors to please Krishna and doesn't have to endeavor for his own salvation because Krishna already takes care of that. As the example is given that a baby monkey has to hold on to the mother monkey's back, but a baby cat just hangs there and lets the mother cat carry it. So the devotee, the process of devotional service is like the cat. We are taken care of by Krishna. We don't have to be very, very careful about what time we leave our body and what all these different things. If we just prosecute devotional service, then Krishna makes all arrangements. I was in the car, we were listening, Jagarini and I were listening to a class, and Srila Prabhupada was talking about, he was answering some reporter, was asking him some questions, and the reporter asked about the problems between Prabhupada's followers and possibly their families who wanted them to do something else besides become devotees. And Srila Prabhupada was saying, this is the best thing they can do for their family. And he explained how Prahlad Maharaj was concerned about his family, and Lord Nisringadev told him, they're already liberated for 7 generations, not just your father, but your father's father and your father's father's father. And he told the story, Prabhupada told the story that he had one disciple, Kartikeya, whose mother didn't really much like him being a devotee of Krishna. But when she left her body, she said, is Krishna here? And Srila Prabhupada said, just see, she became liberated, because if you chant Hare Krishna at the time of death, you're liberated. Even though she didn't take to the process of Krishna consciousness in her life, because of her son's engagement in devotional service, Krishna automatically made that arrangement and took care of that. So these other processes of karma, jnana, and yoga are ineffective, whereas devotional service is very strong and it acts to purify the living entity of all the malam, all the dirty things, anarthas, unwanted things, bad habits, habits of thought, habits of speech, habits of action. The process of devotional service is that we associate with devotees and we take initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, and under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, we follow the rules and regulations, the vidhis. It's called vaidhi bhakti. Even if we don't have a spontaneous attraction, we put ourselves under the guidance of Krishna's representative. And by doing that, bhajana kriya, worshipping the deity every day, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, following the regulations for devotional life, it's very, very powerful and effective in cleaning away all the impurities that are preventing us from shining, the luster, that the great qualities that devotees have.
Kuto mahadgunan manorate nasati davato bhi. The devotees have the qualities. What's the yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvair gunas tatra samasate suraha. The devotees have by nature all the qualities of the demigods. They're all lustrous like that. They have great qualities. In the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about all the wonderful qualities of devotees that make them very dear to him. That they're a kind friend to all, they're equipoised, they're tolerant, they don't care so much about happiness and distress of themselves. They're always fixed in realization of the absolute truth. And so many qualities. They're never harsh or angry. There's some repetition in these qualities even because they're that important, that devotees develop these qualities. And Krishna says, someone with those qualities are dear to me. Those are the original qualities of the spiritual nature. Those are the real original qualities of the spirit soul of Krishna and all his expansions, all his energies, and all his... Also the living entities, the marginal living entities who are struggling in this world under the grip of Maya. But when they become free, when they become purified, then they again display these pure qualities. These are the wonderful qualities that only devotees have. And we can try to manifest and develop these qualities externally, but they won't actually... they won't actually become effective. No one can be this pure and kind like Prahlad Maharaj and tolerant and humble. No one can actually do that without becoming a devotee. Manorate nasa tatavato bihi. Because they're still on the mental platform. As long as they're not pure devotees, they still can't show the qualities of the soul. So, that's one part of this purport. And the other part, this is now King Satyavrata is praying. We learn very much in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many wonderful prayers. And we can learn so much how to pray. Vandanam, it's one of the nine processes of devotional service that we should be able to offer pleasing words to Krishna, who's also known as Uttama Shloka. We should learn these prayers, these shlokas, that glorify the Supreme Lord. And here he's being praised. The Lord is being praised as the original spiritual master. Actually, the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. The key to success in spiritual life is to become devoted, become completely faithful to the spiritual master. Therefore, in Mangalartik, we sing Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's song to the spiritual master. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati kutopi. Nobody can make advancement without the mercy of the spiritual master. And then we sing a guru, when we do Guru Puja. So much of our daily sadhana is related to the spiritual master. And actually, Srila Prabhupada told his disciple Guru Kripa that this verse from Svetashvatara Upanishad, yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasya te katita hyarta prakashante mahatmana, that this is the most important verse, that one who has complete faith in the spiritual master and in the Supreme Lord automatically gets, everything is automatically revealed to such a person. When one part of a tree blossoms, the rest of the tree is also blossoming. So if one knows Krishna, one automatically knows everything. And if one knows the spiritual master, one also knows Krishna. One surrenders to the spiritual master. Because the spiritual master, and Srila Prabhupada is pointing out here, this is the quality of the spiritual master, that the spiritual master doesn't manufacture anything or change anything or substitute his own ideas. But the spiritual master is only telling the instructions of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya gave that instruction. Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh amar agyai guruhana tara edesh. To deliver this land. And this is the instruction that Prabhupada has given us too. Lord Chaitanya has given, and Prabhupada has taken this instruction on his head. And now he's asked all his disciples, go out, distribute my books. The mission of this Hare Krishna movement is to save everyone from samsara, to to remind everyone this is Krishna's real desire. Krishna doesn't desire us to be languishing in Maya, doing pious and impious activities, thinking, you know, pious activities are better than impious activities, but it's all just to get some material enjoyment. And even if you do a lot of pious activities, kshine punye marti lokam vishanti, you're going to fall down again. Even if you go to the heavenly planets, even if you go to Indraloka and drink soma beverage and everything, you're going to have to come back to the world of death after your pious activities are done. So this is not the real process of religion, this pious activities. The real process is devotional service, which is very, very powerful and effective. And it's our duty to go out and distribute this in the form of Srila Prabhupada's books. We, by distributing Prabhupada's books to people and saying, here, read this book, this is a good book, we are actually doing the business of spiritual master. Of course, we have to read the book also and explain the book. We can't just say, here, this is a good book, and they ask, well, what's in the book? Oh, I don't know, I just sell them. Srila Prabhupada said we can't do that. We have to also read the book, know the book, realize the book, be able to explain it, and the definition of realization is that we should be able to make the subject matter interesting according to the time, place, and circumstance in the audience. If we've realized the subject matter, we can then make it relevant to their questions and what they're saying. I don't know, how long does the class go? And another 5 minutes, maybe. I guess I should wrap up and ask for questions. But this Satyavrata is glorifying Krishna as this original spiritual master, because the spiritual master, being the representative of Krishna, is accepted by the disciple as directly Krishna. Not that the spiritual master is Krishna. Usually we don't, I mean, Arjuna had an opportunity to directly get instructions from Krishna, but Krishna also sends his devotees to act as his representative, and the disciple's duty is to accept that devotee, to see how that devotee is acting directly on behalf of Krishna, and is therefore for the devotee, the disciple accepts him as the spiritual man, as directly. Shakshadrit bena samasta shastra uktastata. Kintu praporya priya eva tasya. Because he's the most dear servant of Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that anyone who's actually preaching the confidential message of Bhagavad Gita, to surrender to Krishna, to his devotees, is actually, there's no more dear servant. And such a person, the spiritual master, should be accepted as therefore identical with Krishna. So, any questions? Hare Krishna.
Hare Prabhu, Akura Nath Prabhu, thank you very much. In English we have this saying, doing something at the 11th hour, meaning waiting till the very last. You did it at the 11th hour, 59th minute, 59th second, you were asked to give class and you did, which is a very good example. Sometimes devotees say, well, you know, Prabhu, I need a week to prepare. But Prabhupada once told Satsurumar said, you know, Prabhupada, I'm preparing to speak to college students, I'm studying. Prabhupada says, that's nice that you prepare, but you should be ready to speak this philosophy at a moment's notice. So thank you very much for giving a nice class. Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Yeah, it's actually very, we say the same thing every day. You know, we're not this body, we're eternal servant of Krishna, we chant Hare Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's brought this process of Sankirtan movement. It's a very simple message, we're just repeating over and over again. And in Prabhupada's books, you're just reading, but it's always new and fresh to hear it. So, Jai Hare Krishna, Bhrigupati Prabhu.
Thank you, nice class. Since we are into repeating things over and over again, and it's always fresh and we don't mind anyway, could you say a little bit more about, because you mentioned twice, right in the beginning of class and towards the end, about how it's because it's under Krishna's will that the living entities are being influenced by the external energy. But his real will, you know, his real will is that, not that way, that, you know, riding here in the material world, performing pious and impious activity. So how is it? If Krishna doesn't really want it, if his real will is not that we're here, why is it that we're here in the first place?
Well, we can't actually escape Krishna's will. We're eternal servants of Krishna. And even when we're in Maya, we're really serving Krishna indirectly. But indirectly means we're not actually trying to give Krishna what he wants. Srila Prabhupada says in this purport, the spiritual master has to actually know what Krishna wants. And what Krishna really wants is that we prosecute this Sankirtan mission. So Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. The material energy is actually a servant of Krishna, and everything's working under her direction. But when the living entity wants to be Krishna, when they misuse their will, then they have the illusion that they're independent of Krishna's will. But that illusion is really, it's an illusion. They can't be independent of Krishna's will. So because Maya is actually, what it is we think that we're the controller and we can affect the outcome and we can change. If we just make this adjustment and that adjustment, we'll be successful. And Srila Prabhupada says in the on-chanting recording that, you know, the more and more we try to exploit nature, the more we become entangled in her complexities. So it's Krishna's will that the material world is arranged this way so that we can finally, by all this experience, repeatedly frustrating experiences, we can eventually wake up and get out and give up this foolishness and come back and enjoy with Krishna. And Krishna is much more pleased when the living entities are enjoying with him. And he's not a sadist. Krishna doesn't want to see people suffering. But if they're going to go against him, he's set everything up in such a way that we eventually will return to our original nature. Like that. So it's not that some people say that, well, you know, if God is in control of everything, then he could have created the world in such a way that, well, he did. He created, the real world is the spiritual world, and he created the world in such a way that everybody is happy and blissful. But those people who actually don't belong, won't fit in the spiritual world, he's even given them a reform school to come to under his will. But that's why they need to be reformed. They don't think they're under his will, but they're actually still under his will. But he really wants them to get out.
Yeah, I think Prabhupada says something like that. I think it's 176 in the purport. Prabhupada says how Krishna, he reluctantly turns the living entity over to a stern, just like a parent, you know, turns his child over to a stern man for, it's the idea of a reform school. So that's what I was kind of fishing for. Thank you.
So sometimes Krishna says, don't disturb the minds of the ignorant. And Srila Prabhupada said that, but the devotee is more kind even than Krishna, because the devotees take all risk to even approach people who may not be that interested, to try to somehow or another figure out how to get them to become attracted to Krishna. Of course, we don't, you know, preach to the faithless and just make them angry. We don't, you know, as a book distributor, when somebody says, I'm not interested, you don't chase them down the street trying to get them to force them to take a book that's just makes them offensive. Whereas if you have a nice exchange with them, then they get a little sukriti and maybe later they'll take a book.
Thank you. Great answer. Thanks.
Anything else? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.